Jonathan and I are in the studio, and I just want to say something about what I've heard recently, that supposedly great preachers of the past have taught that Jesus is Michael the Archangel. One of them, when I heard some say that, I think it was Matthew Henry made that claim.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a Matthew Henry fan myself, but if he was claiming Jesus to be Michael the Archangel, he was not believing that Jesus was a created being, but probably thinking that he was the angel of the Lord, and that might have been the angel of the Lord's name. Though that is not defensible from the Old Testament, where clearly Michael is one of the princes in Daniel chapter 10.
Yes.
One of the great princes, but he's a prince, not God. So we'd have to say, well, the guy's a good commentator, but never claimed to be inspired, and he's wrong.
Yeah.
What got my goat was hearing my hero, Charles Spurgeon, brought into this discussion and hearing people say that Spurgeon believed that Jesus was Michael the Archangel. So I went online with a few clicks of the mouse, did a little bit of research, and I did find a statement by Spurgeon, who was probably one of the greatest preachers in the 1800s in the entire world. He had the largest church in the world.
Mm-hmm.
His sermons were printed and sent around the world every single week, published in newspapers worldwide.
Mm-hmm.
God used him in an incredible way. And so I was rather incredulous to hear, you know, that, you know, he taught this? What?
Yeah.
And so this is what I found in from one of his sermons. And I thought I'd just read it. It comes from the New Park Street Pulpit. The sermon title is The Resurrection of the Dead, sermon number 66. It's delivered on Sabbath morning. That's what Spurgeon called Sunday, February 17, 1856, at New Park Street Chapel, Southwark. This is what he says, and it's a reference, sermon referencing Jude chapter 9.
Mm-hmm.
Where Michael is arguing over the body of Moses. He says, quote, "There is a remarkable passage in Jude where it speaks of Michael the archangel contending with the devil about the body of Moses and using no railing accusation. Now, this refers to the great doctrine of angels watching over the bones of the saints. Certainly, it tells us that the body of Moses was watched over by a great archangel. The devil thought to disturb that body, but Michael contended with him about it."
Mm-hmm.
Now, would there be a contention about that body if it had been of no value? He continues, "Would Michael contend for that which was only to be food of worms?" And then we'll fast forward. He says, "The guardianship of the bones of the saints by angels proves that they shall rise again from the dead." End of quote. He calls Michael an angel.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't infer at all that he was the Lord Jesus.
No, not at all. I don't see it at all.
So I just thought, you know, I'd defend my friend Charles Spurgeon and say, I don't think so.
Yeah.
I wouldn't use him. And the other thing, we were laughing, Jonathan, was, well, what else did Spurgeon believe if you're going to use him as a model?
Exactly. He also went to church on Sunday.
And he calls Sunday the Sabbath.
Yeah.
So you know, if you're going to use Spurgeon to support that,
yeah,
let's use Spurgeon to support New Covenant and other kinds of things that obviously Adventists would not agree with.
Yes.
I hope that helps a little bit there.